You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, should be a pretty nice day out there. It'd be nice if the sun would come out and stay, but no rain till tomorrow. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. It's Friday, Memorial Day weekend coming up, and almost the end of the school year. Joining us right now is the superintendent of Marysville Public Schools, Tracy Eschenberg. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
How's the school year been? Good one?
It's been a great year. Yep, and we're all winding down now. I think that everyone's anxious to get to summer break.
In fact, this is a big day for the seniors. This is Marysville seniors' last day at school, isn't it?
It is. It's been a week full of all those senior activities, and we had our senior games yesterday, and this morning they're enjoying their senior breakfast, and then they'll have their traditional walk through the school as they exit for the last time officially as students. Looking forward to celebrations next week with our baccalaureate on Tuesday, our honors convocation Thursday, and then next Sunday, May 31st, is commencement. So hoping for wonderful weather so that we can be outside at Viking Stadium for commencement, and it's always a wonderful celebration.
Absolutely. What is your message for the class of 2026 this year?
Well, it's really just to go out there and take all those things that you've learned, not just the academics, but really the character traits and how you've learned to be a friend, how you've learned to listen to others and collaborate and take those things onto that next step, whatever it might be, because you've grown so much from the time that they walked in the doors as kindergartners to now as they're walking out at 18 years old, ready to take on the world. Just to remember those foundational things that you learned here in Marysville.
There you go. What are some of the other end-of-the-year activities?
Well, it's field trip time, of course, at the elementaries and middle school level. A lot of great end-of-the-year celebrations and big field trips. Last night at our board meeting, we were able to recognize three teachers that are retiring this year, and we just wish them well. Also, that time when we just do all those recognitions. We've had a lot of band concerts, orchestra concerts. Last night at our board meeting, we also recognized artists from across the district. We have an annual tradition of having select artwork from every school, so ranging from kindergarten through 12th graders that are selected, and then that artwork is framed, students are recognized, and then we hang that at our administration building for the next year. And so it was a great night last night to celebrate 19 artists.
Wow.
So it was very nice.
Nice. This is the last day of school for seniors. When is the last day of school for everybody else?
They still have to come back for a few more weeks until June 11th, and then they'll be off for their summer break. And that day, our teachers will be all packed up, especially our elementary teachers, packing their rooms up, getting ready for construction this summer. So movers come in to move everything out of those classrooms and get working on the 12th.
Yeah, what kind of projects do you have in store for the summer?
So the people will see a lot of work happening on our parking lots, and so getting around and visiting the district might be a little bit different than normal because we have parking lot work happening, particularly at our middle schools and high schools. Our elementaries are having complete remodels of their media centers, and then as well as new windows, new carpet, whole sorts of improvements at the elementaries. That's our major projects for this summer. As well as some things people won't see, mechanical work and HVAC, those sorts of things.
All right. Be a busy summer then.
It will. If you're looking for us, central office is still open. We'll be there all summer to help you out. And we're excited to be offering programs like free breakfast and lunches. And those will be at the middle school this year since our parking lots, like I said, are going to kind of be a mess at the high school.
All right. Good stuff. Well, congratulations to the class of 2026. And everybody else who's getting ready to head into summer vacation.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tracy. Tracy Eschenberg, superintendent of Marysville Public Schools. Let's check weather real quick.